Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, February 26th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
In the next few weeks, we will be discussing Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections in this special program.
We have reserved Saturdays and Sundays between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. for all stakeholders.
In this first weekend live talk edition, we are talking to leaders of various political parties, voters, and other stakeholders about the electoral processes before the March 26th by-elections.
About 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs nationwide following the recall and death of some councillors and lawmakers.
And of course, today some political parties are holding rallies in Zimbabwe ahead of the by-elections.
And the by-elections are a precursor to the crucial general elections to be held next year.
ZANU-PF beat the then main opposition party in the last elections, that is the MDC Alliance, though the presidential election results had to be settled in court, with Nelson Chamisa refusing to accept the results, saying he had beaten President Mnangagwa in that poll, but the election was rigged.
And of course, the big question is, who will win the by-elections? Is it the new baby on the block, Citizens Coalition for Change, or ZANU-PF? In fact, any party can win the by-elections if they are free, fair, credible, and all that matters, according to observers.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi tiriku parra chirongwa chedu chekutanga chatinge chitarisa nyaya yekukosha kwe sarudzo dzema by-elections ziruitwa idzo muswa 26 kurume 26 kukadzi muna ndimachi uyu mwedzi unouya. Apo parikukwikwidzana zvakasimba nemapato akaita se ZANU-PF, Citizens Coalition for Change, MDC Alliance iri kutungamirwa nava Douglas Monzora, nemamwe akaita sana lead anotungamirwawo na muzvare Linda Masarira, namamwewo mapato madiki asi vamwe Gibbs havana kupinda musarudzo vakaita sana Professor Maduku vanotungamira ivo National Constitutional Assembly NCA vachiti aiwa kutambisa nguva kupinda musarudzo idzodzi. Saka kutanga nhasi sezvatataura, tinenge tichitaura nemasangano anoona nezvesarudzo, vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika vachitungamira mapato akasiyana-siyana, evanhuwo zvavo tira kunzwa kubva kuvateereri veStudio 7 kuti vari kutiwo kudii nesarudzo dzemaby-elections. Gibbs.
Unjalo kona kuke kuri nyangu Blessing Zulu kona pake special program yetu lamhlanje lapho sikhuluma khona ngama by elections azayo. Esibona ukuthi ke lamhlanje siyaqalisa phela siyalusungula lolu hlelo olu live talk. Libe likhona sonke isikhathi Saturdays and Sundays ngasi isikhathi ngo 7 p.m. kusiyafika u 8 p.m. Lapha ke siyabe sikhuluma labantu abaningi abachiyeneyo sibili sikhuluma ke ngama by elections lawa. Ukuthi lambukhetho luqhutshwa njani njalo kuyiwa ngapi. Siyakwazi Blessing ukuthi kulabantu 130 okumele bazuze isikhundla lezi. Kuma council la kuma parliamentary by elections. So siyabe sikhuluma ke lamanye abandla aphikisayo, sikhulume lo hulumende lalaba ku hulumende obusayo. So kunenga kukhulu sizakhuluma ngakho njalo abantu siyabanxusa ukuthi balandele ku VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele la ngama Facebook pages. So babe khona lapho ke bagijime. Nxa sebefuna ukuthi belalele sibe emsakazweni bayiphela ku Studio 7. Umsakazi wazulu lo.
Of course, like we indicated at the beginning of the show, there were rallies in Zimbabwe today. President Emmerson Mnangagwa was in Kwekwe, and Mr. Chamisa of the Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, was in Gokwe. But there were reports coming from Gokwe saying that police attempted to disrupt the CCC rally. And tear gas was actually fired, and police also used those water cannons to disperse opposition supporters and they to go to the High Court so that they can be cleared to hold that rally. The reason the police were giving was that they did not have manpower since Mr. Mnangagwa was in Kwekwe, or in the Midlands province. But the opposition is saying this is very clear that the police are interfering in their campaigns. They are not being allowed to campaign freely. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's clear, as political analysts are saying, Gibbs, we might be headed for yet another disputed election.
Yes, Blessing, before we came for this show, we have been talking to many people about what they think about these elections. And we have been talking to voters, you know. Voters are a major stakeholder in this, so I think we've got some voters that are coming on board right now to hear exactly what they are saying about these by-elections. So let's listen to this clip, what voters are actually saying. So I think our producer...
My name is Edwin Ndlovu, the Citizens Coalition for Change. I'm going to elections for what 8, so I'm going to vote for the imenzamela ibandla ngemva kokuthona kwalo wayesimele umama Uronia Mdali. Abantu sabakhuthaza ukuthi bambe bevota sileni hlelo ezimbili, sihlelo le-by-election siphinde sibe lohlelo lokukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bambe bevota. Sikhuluma kunje nje amanye ama-members ethu asoze abuye la abhode ekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bambe be-register beregistrela u-2023. Lokho esikwenzayo singathi i-appetizer ngesilongo, i-main meal ngu-2023. So hhayi sisebantwini sigxile kibo, siyabakhuthaza ukuthi bahambe be-register bezothi 2023 6 million votes as Ghana's and Chamisa Levanta the Triple C. That's the Mau 17 Zamoyonke, Essingabala, Yokutuba Tolis, Tupa, the Kulinsa Lavata Tis, Tupa, Lenjil and Jacoba encouraged with his superbus that. But like a challenge and coolers and other Tama Potabema.
So that is Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the Citizens Coalition for Change. You know, he's contesting in Bulawayo in a council by-election.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that is happening. And we've got also Mr. Mkondisi Moyo of the Mthwakazi Republic Party. Let's listen to what he's saying about the by-elections.
Tina ai sa chukuti kasingeni kuma by-elections ngama reasons etu. Obuti iskati sabas ngani plazi sananzele ukuthi ZANU-PF ikathamela abantu ngama by-elections lawa. Okubangela ukuthi i-tester for u-2023 njengoba ezabuya. But okusidanisayo nge-opposition ukuthi ama-by-elections lawa adalwe yibo ngemva kokwehlukana kumbe kokwehluleka ukuvumelana beyi-MDC baze bacabana babazintshaka bakhozela ukuthi i-fight yabo icine ingasekho kuZANU-PF but sikibo bodwa. So ke khona khona kodwa kuyatshengisa ukuthi we have got a problem elizweni leli ukuthi i-opposition layo icina ingasakwazi kwenzayo kumbisa senze ngani ayisalweli bantu silwela bona bona ababe ngenile beyiziphatha amandla ukuthi kube yobadlayo because nxa abantu sebesilwa bengama-leaders sebekhohlwa amamasisi kuyatshengisa ukuthi abaselanto abayenzela.
That is Mr. Mkondisi Moyo. So all what he's saying is that the opposition is to blame for these by-elections. He says there were so many recalls and at the end of the day, people are where they are because of the MDC alliance and other parties. So now let's listen to Mr. Nelson Chamisa speaking at a rally last week.
Can capture the leaders, you can never capture the people. Unakona kunatenga lanu. Unakona kunawapa juwa nikwa. Asimu anawe Zimbabwe hatokere kumashure. One declaration they will people see is the next government in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Loge, Umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. So he's saying he's going to form the next government.
He's sounding confident there. But, of course, the party is expressing concern that they are not being allowed to campaign freely, Gibbs.
Yes, so we still have got some videos. Let's check, let's listen to what some of the candidates are saying.
The question is, kulama projects obela fike abantu bangafikiyo njalo kule economy lemisebenzi okumele create engakhethwayo sibona abantu bethola imisebenzi so owami umsebenzi uyaqhubeka ngilwela eParliament njengalokho engakwenzayo ngesikhathi ngise Parliament ngani ngomunye wama MPs akhuluma kakhulu ngezinto ezithinta ilizwe ukwenza umgwaqo ukuletha amanzi ukwakhela abantu zonke izinto lezo zenziwa i-central government yiyo elamandla oku-implement yiyo iphiwa izimali izigidi lezigidi zokuthi ba-implemente imisebenzi enjalo eminye imisebenzi imisebenzi ka-council ngokwe-separation kwe-division of labor lapha phela sithe abantu amandla ebantwini so nxa sithe abantu amandla ebantwini devolution kule misebenzi-ke eyenziwa yi-council nayo iqhathe abantu abenza leyo msebenzi kodwa ukhansel elawo amandla ukuthi ahambe ayekhangela ukuthi abone ukuthi imisebenzi leyo iyenziwe
okhangelele ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni siyabe sihlangana zinhlupho eziningi-ningi kodwa siba labantu abalapha ezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa kodwa
uyini okusele kakhulu okwenzakala enkulumane la
uyabona enkulumane sile uhluphi kakhulu singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane i-youth girl child labantu abangomama bahlezi bele nhlupho eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakekele kodwa lokhu kule same problem from day one ngimncane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi lohlupho oluthile ngiphenduke futhi ngisole kufanayo lakathi esifoke kuyinto efana nayo so yikho esikudingayo ngoba ungananzela kulabanye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazijingele ama-toiletries there are other children who are not even able to pay school fees kulabanye ogogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund okokuthi uyathola ukuthi uyabesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu wakhe amkhulise njani ngoba wehluleka kumthatha isivini i-birth certificate kulama-problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athole bengelakuhle.
So that is Mr. Gregory Ncube. He is a candidate in Nkulumane. He belongs to the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. It's a new party, but you remember that one in Hlabangane, the president, contested the presidential election. So people are saying, let's see what is going to happen. And he's very confident that he's going to win the election. So he's talking about girls, talking about women, and projects here and there. Then the previous one was Mr. Kutapulu. He was the MP. He was recalled by the People's Democratic Party. So he's saying that his duty is to go and fight for the people of Zimbabwe in Parliament. So he says roads and other things, you know, is all about councillors. So he's coming in as a lawmaker, nothing else.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is a Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are bringing you a special program focusing solely on by-elections. And the program will run until April the 3rd, that is when the results are declared. And of course, campaigns are going on throughout the country. Gibbs.
Yes, we are expecting to have some candidates, some people coming in right now, our guests. And one of them is Mr. Omeka Spanda, who is the ZANU-PF MP for Vungu constituency in the Midlands. So he's one person who has been in Parliament for a long time. He's not contesting at the moment. And the other one is Solomon Poposbuno. And I hope we are going to have a very lovely debate. And then we've got Tsalesile Mahlangu, who belongs to the Citizens Coalition for Change. She's a candidate in Pumula, and she says she's going to win again. She was, you know, an MP there. So we are going to have some fireworks here.
Hopefully. Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us at this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about the March 26th by-elections. Wongu kuchagarutsigiro kwaka tanga zviripamutemo kwanyatso parurwa mapato akawanda tirikuona vari kuenderera mberi vachitsvagarutsigiro mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa sezvatambotaura nhasi vanga vari kukwekwe vachamisa vanga vari kugokwe asi musangano unenge wanga wachinzi wanga wachimbokanganiswa nemapurisa anga achiti haakwanise kuti atumire mapurisa ikoko kunochengetedza vanhu veMDC ivavo vanga vachida kuita musangano asi veMDC vachiti aiwa ndisi takatanga kukumbira mvumo kumapurisa acho kuti tiite sarudzo ndokuzorambidzwa. Of course, Mr. Monzora vakanga vaine marala vakaita kuHighfield vakazoenda kuPelandaba Hall bato ravo riri kuenderawo mberi richitsvaga rutsigiro ndo vamwe vachaunzawo muchirongwa chinotevera kuti vataurewo divi ravo kuti sarudzo dzacho dziri kufambiswa sei asi taura navamonzoro vanenge vari kuti vari kuda kukurudzira kuti pazoitwe nhaurirano panongopera sarudzo idzodzi ndodzimwe nyaya dzatoda kuedza kutaura kuti pangaitwe sei kugadzirisa batamu refu batamu pfupi inomboitika munyika gete.
Yes, already we've got some people that are following us on Facebook and on other platforms. On VOA Studio 7, we've got Patrick who says, Tiripo, he's saying we're there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He is the first guy to send a message in this special program. So thank you so much, Patrick. We've got McDonald K. Kapanga, who is saying, I'm there as well. Lamin Kona, Ngokuchowake. Brave Chaunga says, Tasfika. Thank you so much, Brave. So we've got Nosizo Nube, who is saying, I'm watching, and thank you so much, Nosizo. So what do we have? Do you have any?
Yes, we have also on the VOA Shona page. Of course, we are live on our VOA Shona page and also VOA Ndebele and VOA Zimbabwe, right, Gibbs?
Yes.
We have Gilbert Dube Matemba. Gilbert Arugutio is saying, ZANU-PF is scared of Nelson Chamisa. That's all. Percy Maguchwa says, Vatumira mabazi kugokwe. Vanwe gokwe. Varamba kuenda kukwekwe. Kwanga kuine mtungamiri wenyika vanga wakamirira the people's president va Nelson Chamisa. Then we have Muhammad Ali Chatonda who says smart man Nkolisi Ncube. Of course pane mumwe ari kutiwo Sandikonda Sakara Alex ari kuti ndiri kuona ZANU PF ichibira sarudzo shua. Tine Tawanda Nduna ari kuti there is no tear gas in the ballot. Remind these people, of course, in writing these messages, VOA Studio 7 is a people's show. We don't encourage people to insult each other.
That's right.
We encourage debate that does not include hate speech or insults.
This is a public sphere where people are free to express their opinions.
Yes.
You still remember the cocoa tree, you know?
Where people go and sit and discuss issues?
Exactly. And now we embrace everybody. So we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. He belongs to Freedom Alliance. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you?
You're very fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Now, Mr. Dube, what is your... Sorry, Mr. Why am I...
You're thinking of me.
Mr. Sorry about that. Now, Mr. Dube, what is your take on these by-elections? How significant are they looking at the forthcoming elections in 2023?
Thank you very much. These by-elections are not very significant in the sense of development and the programs that should be embarked on. But I think they are only significant as a barometer for each participating political party to measure its ability or its, as a barometer to say in 2023 what exactly is going to happen. For the opposition also, we are aware that some organizations have been incepted just a few weeks or so. So I believe and think that it will be a way of measuring themselves, but not very significant in the sense of citizens benefiting from them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, looking at how things are going in Zimbabwe, do you think the by-elections will be free, fair, and credible?
No, there will never be free and fair or credible elections in Zimbabwe at the moment, or even in the foreseeable future. You can see that what is happening right now. I was seeing some videos. I think the TPC was in Gokwe, what I actually saw on social media. We are seeing the colors of ZANU-PF that it was trying to hide, saying that, you know, we are the new dispensation and stuff. Yet they are actually the second round of the First Republic. The violence is there. There is no free and fair election when the elections are actually run by an incompetent organization like VEC, which is biased, etc. And a lot of interference by some sections of government, officials and the army and stuff. So we can't think of free and fair elections as of now.
Yeah, I would join us into Kulmela Bandu. Sizwe ukuthi ungathini babancu.
Yeah, siyabonga. Ukhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe ukuthi lube khona kwalesi sikhathi kusesekhatshana kakhulu. Ngoba siyabona ukuthi ke umbala owezanu owe-violence eyokufuna ukuthi ukhetho lungahambi kahle isesaba ukudliwa uyavela. Kuyabonakala okwenziwayo loba besithi ba yi-new dispensation lokho sibabona nje ukuthi hayi. So the second round yalana eyalabana abakuqale ekamgari. Ithimu nxa ibidlala isibuya nge-second round kayitshintshi ibizo layo ukuthi nxa i-Dynamo sibuye sokuthiwa isingelinye isingelinye iqembu elebhola. So ke ngaphandle kokuthi kutholakale inhlangano enjengeZEC ezahambisa ingqubo yokhetho ngendlela eqondileyo. Kungangeneli ibutho lezinye iy'ngatha zikahulumente zifake izandla zabo ezingangeni okwezokhetho. Akukho okungalunga, akutshengisi ngoba indlela izane esaba ngayo ukudliwa. Sibone elokhuzeni egogwe namhlanje kubonakala izimba irali e-TPG okubonakala engathi kuthiwa bebevunyelwe ukuthi irali yana ayibe khona. Uyazibuza vele ukuthi ngamapholisa wona lawana kumbe ngama-youth awezana agqokiswa ama-uniform ngoba ibehavior yabo is very unprofessional. Siyabonga.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke person.
But Mr. Ncube, the police are saying they did not have manpower today because the president, Mr. Mnangagwa, was campaigning in Kwekwe and they were saying they were also afraid that there might be clashes between the party supporters and they simply cannot control that. Is that not a justifiable reason?
It's not justifiable in any manner. That is not true. How many police officers, officers are there in Zimbabwe throughout the country? Because what if they were a responsible force, they would get backup. Let's suppose like in Wange, in other towns you are talking about Kwekwe and Kwekwe, they could have called the own reinforcement from there. Why is it that everything that is done in Zimbabwe, it should favor ZANU-PF? You will find them using even the venues that they use. Sometimes you find them using schools as venues, etc. It's not true that they didn't have enough manpower. What they wanted was to scuttle the rally for this other political party, which is very wrong. It's embarrassing. It's uncivilized the way these people are behaving. You wonder when they are going to stop this kind of a thing. They will complain and say they are having sanctions and all that kind of a thing. The civilized world will not embrace a government that behaves that way, a government that does not respect fundamental human rights. You will realize that people are not even interested in voting. And we believe that ZANU is responsible for the voter apart that is there due to the behavior that they exhibit during electoral period.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Gibbs.
Yeah, so like what he's saying, you know, there's a lot that people are talking about in terms of these by-elections. So it's good that people are interacting and there are so many people that are sending us messages right now. Let me check on the VOA Studio 7 and other pages to see who is talking about these elections. We've got Mandy Chikwekwete. Who's saying hello, Bantu Benkosi Linjani. Then Tondelai is saying, yes, I'm there as well. And then we've got Marshall Nyati. He says, any news? Or it's just going to be something like only, you know, by-elections. So maybe he's asking about what is happening in Kwekwe, you know. So many people are interested in that.
Of course, we also have on our VOA Shona page, like I indicated earlier, you can go there and watch it live. We have Tunga Mirai Katsande who says, gentlemen, Murisei, thank you so much, Kumbirai, Isu Tiriwadi. Gilbert Dube Matemba ari kuti ZANU PF okay tambotaura nezvataura and then kuda kwashe mafukidze is saying I'm watching your program, very interesting, thank you so much. Nyamasvisva try more tiripo yedu, thank you so much. Then of course if there's anyone in Gokwe who is following, we want to talk to you. Munokwanisa kutitumira number dzenyu vari kugoke kuti tinzwe kuti zvafamba sei. Tanzwa kuti kwamboitika bata murefu bata mupfupi pakati pevatsigiri veTripleC nemapurisa. Jack Muzindi ari kuti kusiri kufande kupiko haivawo. Tina Munashe Chiwanza ari kuti revolution is shaping up and unstoppable. Lina Mkoli ari kuti watching, thank you so much. Matanda Muzanina ari kuti ED is our problem in Zimbabwe if you follow history closely. Owen Chitoro ari kuti ZANU PF paira hapana kumira zvakanaka. Thank you so much. And Gibbs, I think we have our second guest, Mr. Solomon Bobo Sibunu of the Electoral Resource Center, ERC. Mr. Bobo Sibunu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Bobo Sibunu, tell us what you think about the by-elections.
Thank you very much for that question. I think the by-elections provide an opportunity for us to see and look at we have changed and what we have not changed since 2018 or since the previous election. So it's an opportunity for us to learn and to see the pitfalls or the challenges that we are likely also to face in 2023. And where possible, we still have a window to address those issues before the 2023 elections come on board.
What exactly is ERC are you monitoring?
Thank you very much. So as the Election Resource Center, we are monitoring both the voter registration process that is ongoing. We were accredited in the first week when the blitz started. So we are monitoring the voter registration process. We are also mobilizing citizens to go and register to vote. So every other day of the week, you actually see that ERC is on the ground. ERC is supporting different other partners to also be mobilizing and ensuring that people go and participate in the different processes that are ongoing. We are also monitoring the political environment because remember what is going on, what we have seen in Gokwe, what we have seen in Epwell, in Marondera, everywhere else where these incidents are happening. We need to have a record in terms of what is transpiring and what needs to be done. So if you go to Mtasa, there are traditional leaders there that are also very monitoring in terms of their duties that are provided for in by the Constitution. So we need to have that information as evidence of the things that we need to work on as a country. If you look at the media as well, the media has a duty, especially the public broadcaster, according to the Constitution and the Electoral Act. So we need to be looking and tracking all these other stakeholders. So all the time we are monitoring, we are then mobilizing, and then we are advocating for the improvement. So in terms of the voters' roll, you have had so many issues around the voters' roll. We have returned to the commission as part of our advocacy efforts, and we are waiting to hear the feedback of the commission. So those are the different angles that we are actually participating in the electoral process.
Mm-hmm. Tinauti mumbo taure zvama taura izvozvo neshona nekuti zvamuri taura zvakakosha sezvo tiri kuparura chirongwa nhasi. Tinautanga tanzwa kuti vanenge vachiongorora sarudzo idzi zvii chaizvo zvavanenge vachitarisa, then tinozokwanisa kuti titaurewo nemamwe macandidates nevari kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi. Saka mungataura here nechishona kuti seElection Resource Center, imi ndimi program manager munoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa, zvii chaizvo zvamuri kutarisa musarudzo dziri kuitwa idzi dzemabay elections?
Tinotenda. Saka musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi seElection Resource Center tirikutarisa zvinhu zvakati wandei. Sekutanga ndechekukokera vagari kana vana veZimbabwe kuti vakwanise kunge vachidzokera vhoti. Saka ndo chekutanga tati kuita muzuva rega rega, ndo zvatinenge tichiita tikushanda nevakasiyana siyana vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti tinge tichiita basa iri. Nenguva tichipa vanhu makombi anokwanisa kuvatakura kuvasvitsa panzvimbo, nenguva tiri kuita maroadshow kuti vanhu vawane information yakakwana. nekuti tikona kuti information dzinguva haisusika kulani saka zvino zvedu vanhu vatadzi kunge vachipinda mune zvinenge zvirongwa zvinenge zvichiitwa zvakafanana nezvekunyoresa kuvhota tizopinda zvekare panyaya dzekuongorora nyaya yekurejistwa kwevavhoti takapiwa mvumo yatingati accreditation muchirungu yekuti tinge tichitarisa kuti zviri kufamba sei mukurejistwa kwevavhoti saka muchazenge muchiona panopera fezi iyoyi yekutanga muchaona ripoti yedu ichabuda ndofunga musi wechipiri kana musi wechitatu ichitaura maonero ati zvatinenge taona zvichange zvichibuda mukurejistwa kuri kuitwa vavhoti tiri kuongorora zvekare misangano iri kuitwa nevezvematongerwo enyika yakasiyana-siyana tingatanga tiri kuepoesi takaenda kumarondera tanga tichitarisa zvekare zvanga zvichiitika kugokwe zvanga zvichiitika kukwekwe tichitarisa nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kuna namuchata kuitoko patiri kuona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiriri vematunhu vari kutanga kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vachienda zvisingatenderwe nebumbiro remutemo wenyika tichitarisa zvekare vanotepfenyura kunyanya vachipiwa sapoti kana kuti vachipiwa mari nehurumende yatingati public broadcaster muchirungu tichiona kuti vari kupa here mukana wakafanira kumapato ese ezvematongerwo enyika saka zvinhu zvatinofanira kunge tichitarisa nezvazvo nguva nenguva tiri kuzotarisa zvekare isusu kuti tinokwanisa here kuramba tichitaura neboka rinoita zvesarudzo neparamende yedu nevanotungamirira nyika kuti vagadzirise mitemo inoona nezvesarudzo kuti irambe ichigadzirika kuti tisazoramba tichisangana nematambudziko atakasangana nawo yatingati advocate muchirungu saka ndo zvatiri kuita ndati tikapa muenzaniso wenyaya yegwaro rinowanikwa masai evavhoti voter fraud nyaya dzataurwa mazuva apfuura idzi isu takatonyorera vecommission kuti vatitsanangurire kuti zviri kufamba sei nekuti tinoona kuti chinhu chinenge chaakuzokahamadza vanhu vakawanda zvinozoita kuti vanhu vazofunga kuti pamwe tarudzo dzatina hadzina chirevo saka tichange tichiramba tichiita mabasa akafanana neiwayo tichienda mberi
But looking at elections, you know, there were some static guidelines, Mr. Popospoon. Briefly, do you think that Zimbabwe is you know, sticking to those guidelines? Briefly?
It's not tender. Zvatinoona ndezvekuti kana tikada kutoenda kusadhaki tinogona kuzviomesera pakutevedzwa kwezvirango zviri musadhaki tikadzoka kubumbiro redu remutemo tinoona kutoona kuti pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvatisiri kutoita pasarudzo dzedu dzatinenge tichifambisa idzodzo tikatarisa sadhaki kazhinji kacho zvirimo imomo zvakanotirerukei zviri mubumbiro redu remutemo wenyika zvinototisunga zvinotove nekutotisunga kwakanyanyisa asi tiri kuona kuti zvinhu izvozvo hazvisi kutevedzerwa tingangotaura nyaya yezvanga zvichida kutoitika kugokwe izvozvi zvanga achiitika kugokwe zvekuti kupiwa kurisa asi mangwana womuka hatisi kukwanisa kunge tiya kuzosapota inese asi pavari kuuya ipapo vanouya vakawandisa zvekuti tinozofia kuti so saka vanga vangadii kuuya kuzokwabva randi yachona iyoyo yavanga vachitaura yakadaro tochiona zvekare kuti hapana fair coverage nemacandidates kana vari kukondesta musarudzo idzi kuterevhizhen kana kuredio kana kumapepa enyika kutoona kunyombwa kwevamwe vari kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzo zvinova zvinhu zvisingatenderwe saka tiri kutoona kuti kana tikaenda kusubject guidelines kana tikaenda kuzvimbi kudeclaration kana tikaenda kune zvose zvinenyika yezimbabwe tikuona kuti kune mikaha yakawanda yatiri kusiya yatiri kufamba nayo tichitera gwara rakatarwa
Thank you very much, Blessed.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And this is a special Live Talk edition covering the March 26th by-elections. And of course, today there were rallies in Kwekwe. The Kwekwe one was addressed by ZANU-PF leader and also the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and another one in rural Gokwe. Both were in the Midlands province, and the CCC is alleging that their rally was disrupted by members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police, who had initially okayed the rally, but later on they are alleging in their court papers that the police wanted to stop them. Yeah, and of course, before coming to the show, I did try to reach out to Mr. Chamisa himself. The network was bad, but he was obviously saying he was not happy with what was happening. And he said we can try to talk to the party deputy spokesperson, Ostalos Siziba. We hope we'll be able to talk to him before the end of the show because network in that part of the country is a bit problematic, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke sibuyele ku Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube we Freedom Alliance. So Mr. Ncube, nxa sikhangela ke konoko kwenzakalayo kokhetho, ubona ngazani kuya ngapi? Kuza lungiswa, kuza khutshwa kuhle kumbe konoko ukuthi kuyavinjwa abanye kungavinjwa abanye, ubona ngani kuza hamba njani?
Eh, siyabonga baba Dube. Akulanto ezalunga. Uhlupho lukhona yi-lawlessness ekhona by the government esingathi yikungalandeli umthetho. IZimbabwe ile constitution isisekelo sombuso ize lokho kuthiwa yi-electoral act ka-2008 ibe le-electoral regulations act ka-2005. Those, all those are progressive legal instruments ukuthi nxa zingalandelwa i-problem ayingeke ibe khona. I-problem ekhona is implementation, to have those implemented. Because ZANU-PF knows that the people of Zimbabwe are fed up with ZANU. So what it has got to do now is to move away from all that. Hence, we are having electoral fraud, manipulating violence, political arrest, muzzling of speech, unfair media coverage, all those things coming in. So all this, what it tells us is that things will remain the same. Until the people of Zimbabwe stand up, they unite and they say enough is enough. As long as we have some people being sent to go and intimidate others, where we still have a police force that will behave the way it is behaving, which would be akula lapho kuyiwa khona ngendaba ezokhetho. Bafuna ukufela ezikhundleni labo baba lapho. Ungakunanzelela vele umnangagwa uPresident weZANU wehluleka ukuthi anqobe indoda leyo kwakuthiwa nguBlessing Thebundo eGwekwe. Wehluleka waze wacine siya ukuba ngu-MP kuphela, waze waya emakhaya. Nxa esesemakhaya, emakhaya for intimidation ukuthi azawine athole igunda. Umuntu onjengayena lona angeke ukuthi unqobile ukhetho lukapresident. Angeke. Aza kwenza vele ukuthi uzalehleli ngenkani vele ngendlela yokuthi ZANU ihlala ngenkani. So akukho esingathi obuhle okuthiwa kungaphuma la. Kodwa ke thina ke njenge-Freedom Alliance sikholelwa ekutheni amabandla aphikisayo ake ahlale ndawonye eze kule into esikhuluma ngayo leyo ukuthi let's have a broad-based alliance, a true alliance, not to call other people to your party, where we will have all organizations, all individuals, non-activists, CSOs, faith-based organizations, culturalists, everyone coming together to say, let's deal with this. Because if we just sit and watch, there is nothing that is going to be solved.
Thank you very much and stay on the line, President.
Hongu, kune vari kuteerera chirongwa chedu pa radio, ne vari kutiona pa Facebook, radio to TV, chirongwa chitra, chataparura nasi, chatenge tichitaura, nenyaya zema by elections, ariko muswa 26, mwezuno uya, chataura, neve masangana, ariko ongora saruzo, vano ongora zvematongi rwe nyika, tudao kunzuka kubva, kwa muri imi, va tereve Studio 7. Pani wakawanda vari kunyora, Gibbs, tataenda kuna wa next guest, Richard Moy, ariko tiko, chitiko che gokwe, chino nyadziza chero, tangati siko, asi nekuona zvaitika hazvifadzi kuona mapurisa achivhiringidza vanhu. Farai Nyamushwe ari kuti aiwa ED, he must leave our president Mr. Nero alone. Richard Moy ari kuti Zimbabwe nyika yedu maitiro anoita vamwe anorwadzisa. Then Richard Musekiwa ari kuti pamasvingo tiripowo. Patson Patrick Wachi ari kuti yes blessing. ZANU inotya Chamisa, tariro makunere, arikuti ZANU-PF knows kuti Chamisa ane vanhu, and taitozobva parali ye ZANU-PF takuenda kwa Chamisa. We have our next guest, Gibbs, that is Ms. Ellen Dingani of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, ZESIN. Ms. Dingani, thank you so much for joining us. Aiwa, tinofunga vateereri vari nani muri kunzwa vari kutaura zvavari kufunga. Tiri kunzwa kuti tichienda mberi, imi misangano renyu rezvese zvi zvamuri kuitawo takatarisana nesarudzo idzi dzema by elections.
Pari zvino tiri mushishire kutsvaga nekuda kutraina vatinotiwo maobservers vachange vachitiongororerawo sarudzo idzi dzemusi wa26 March. Asi tine vamwe maobservers atakaisa mumaconstituencies ane mabielections atinotiwo malong term observers, avo vakatanga kutiongorora zviri kuitika kumaconstituencies akasiyana siyana kubva pakaitwa proclamation yemaelections iwaya musi wa6 January. Saka tiri kunzwa zvakawanda zvataurwa nevamwe kuti mhirizhonga yaitika kugokwe, zvinhu zvatinoti isu seZimbabwe Election Support Network hatitarisire kuti sarudzo dzedu dziite violence muZimbabwe. Zvinoda kuti mapato ose akwikwidze vakasununguka, uye paite inonzi level playing field yekuti kana bato rimwe nerimwe richikwanisa kuita marali, vamwe mapato ongaabvumidzwe. Saka zvaitika kugokwe zvinhu zvinoshungurudza zvikuru. Tinoramba tichiti hurumende ngaiite kuti nhandare yesarudzo ive iri level, vanhu vose vakwanise kukampeina nokuita kudzidza musarudzo zvakasununguka. Sezvatinotarisira pachitaura nyaya dzekuti freeness of an election where people free to campaign, freedom of association and so forth. Saka zvinhu zvokuti taona kuti rekai titaure nezvazvo chikurudzira sarudzo dzakasununguka dzemabielections waya emusi wa26 March.
Aha, DIPS, that's the Zimbabwe Election Support Network's Ellen Dingani.
So, Ms. Dingani, looking at the way elections are being conducted in Zimbabwe, are you actually satisfied with the manner they are doing it?
That's a mouth question, but I think you are aware that in 2018, as we monitored or observed the elections, and so was done by other election observer missions that came from the region and also from the international community. We had the likes of EU, we had NDIIRI, we had African Union, SADC, and so forth. These observers made a number of recommendations. We managed to compile these recommendations, and we realized that in total, there were 223, and then we mentioned them, making sure that we shrink them. We put those who were duplicate or those who were saying the same thing into one recommendation, and we came out with 115. So those recommendations, we hope that our government, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and other stakeholders like political parties, civil society, we will implement some of these recommendations that were specifically targeted for the different stakeholders. So because these observers were invited by the government, we also expect the government to read and implement some of these recommendations. So until those recommendations are implemented, maybe half of them or some of them, then we can start talking about an improvement in our elections. As it is now, we noted that there are a number of progressive recommendations, what we are calling electoral reforms as an organization, that needs to be implemented before 2023 for there to be a level electoral playing field, for our elections to be credible, free and fair. Those recommendations should be taken seriously and should be implemented. Even if the government does not implement all of them or the executive does not, but at least we should see some progress in terms of implementing some of the recommendations, which are very good. Thank you, over.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we've got a caller, Mamboma.
Donald, Magadi Mgoma Donald.
Did you follow Mgoma Gibbs and Mgoma Blessing? Long time, you know, the Korea, you follow Korea Stadium. That's a Korea car before COVID. No Faracha is so.
Aiwa, tinotenda tadzoka zvine mutsindo. Saka mongoti gaga nguma Donald nekuti nguva yedu ndoinenge yadyanana. Manga muchida kuti kudiwe nenyaya dzesarudzo dzemabielections.
Ndatanga kuti zvandaona zvaitwa video yataona yekugoko yavo anosodesa mukoma kuti tiki pari zvino nenguva yatati yechinhano yatafamba. Tichine mhirizhonga, tichine mwendo refu. Nekuti chiri nemuriro wayo hairegi, ndiwe ndatoona. Saka zvinoratidza kuti zvine gwendo rurefu chaigo pamareforms atiri kutaurawo. Ndiri kuti pane indication yekuti pane chingazadzikishwa pari zvino nezvatiri kuona izvi paground. Itori meseji yakasimba iri kusendiwa nemusangano yekuti kuda kuzama kuto discourage wangu wana wechi digitwa register nuka nika siku ah chogo register isu ni mili shonga kada akuna shinombo chinja nuka ndu kumia zoko wana sidawit kepa asi wana kwa mkuto mbozo kira yusuri chumji mkoma Solomon matangano akata sa wano cha ade ina ana hisni yao alofanga kuto mira chepo chepo so mchamba kuhina bajito na kuto ino sino mkata sito sheni riulo sakata kwa South Africa mwezo mtu wakata kwa hizine hulu mendia mune kuti hee mabasa edu sikazoti sikazoti wana mashii dofu nga waninga wane shivi mboche kune interesti uda kuno participate ya kune sejika kumba so hitne wanga watu kutura mkana yao yutuwa kuru dhe wano basino rejeta wa shidi dino uti kuna wakina wa tarisi na mangwa na mkina naka jeka
ayo watino tenda shukuru mkuma Donald
nekupinda
mchurongwa chedu. Thank you so much of course for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. It's a special edition. We are focusing on by-elections. So every Saturday and Sunday from today until the 3rd of April, we'll be broadcasting weekends. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a caller, Mkululi Lihle. He says we should call him right now. He sent his number via Studio 7 page. That is Studio 7 Facebook page. So I've got Richard Moyo as well. He's saying, thank you, Studio 7, for giving us this special show. Amen. It's a big amen there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Benjamin Zino Davanu, he says, I'm in Marondera, Tiripo, hello, blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he
That's
knows
my
you
homeboy.
From... Yes, and maybe he knows you from there. So now we're joined by another guest.
Mm-hmm.
That is Dr. Mabaza.
Yes, Dr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Dr. Mabaza, good evening. Dr. Mabaza? Unfortunately.
Hello, Dr. Mabaza, how are you?
Mr. Gibbs, how are you?
Oh, very well. How is London?
It's cold, Shamar, but we are getting there.
Thank you for joining us right now. So we're talking about the forthcoming by-elections. Give us your take on that.
Okay, English or Shona?
English first, then Shona, briefly.
Right. The forthcoming by-elections are on the 26th of March. That's exactly a month from today. We have seen already that the momentum is really up. The traction is gained faster than we had expected. People are gathering and coming outside to support their parties. We have seen today ZANU-PF is a party in the Midlands province where the president comes from,
mm-hmm.
and there were thousands and thousands of people there. Unfortunately, there were very bad scenes in Gokwe when CCC had been stopped from running their rally today, their campaign rally, because in Gokwe there is another MP who was recalled, and this CCC is standing for those for Gokwe as well. As ZANU-PF, we do not control what the police does and why the police called off that rally. It is unfortunate because the police gave the reason that they cannot allow the rally to go ahead in Gokwe because there was another rally in Kwekwe, and therefore they were short-staffed. Unfortunately, or surprisingly, the police sent a lot of officers, riot officers, to disperse people in Gokwe. He even said they don't have staff, but they found the staff to disperse people, which is very unfortunate. And the problem is people, when they look at that, they blame the party, ZANU-PF. But this has nothing to do with the party. It's the police decision, which we cannot control, and we do not say we do not support it at all. But being that as it may, ZANU-PF has shown its dominance, and that it still has support. And we still have people. And we thank our people for attending the rally where the president was addressing. And the summary, in short, was that we had a very big rally in Epworth and addressed by the president, where over 15,000 people attended. And then we had over 10,000 people of 15 again in Bulawayo, where the vice president of the party, Comrade Kembo Mohati, addressed. And again, another one in Marondera, where the vice president of the party and the country, the general Chiwenga address and today's one where the president was addressing, you would see that the numbers have been very consistent. And again, I missed out one for where the youth just came on Robert Mugabe Day, which is called the Youth Day, and there were thousands of youth who convinced the grounds in Harare, and we could see that ZANU-PF is gaining more support, and people are behind the party, and we are
But Mr. Mabaza, you are talking about ZANU-PF gaining momentum. There are allegations that the party is actually busing people. That I think there were pictures from Marondera, and today people were being bused from all over the country. But the opposition is not being allowed the same opportunity. Remember, in Highfield, the police specifically said they do not allow anyone to bus people from one constituents to the other. And same today, the opposition is also complaining that the police are saying the same. How do you measure success and say ZANU-PF is being successful if it is if the ZANU-PF government is not allowing others to campaign freely?
Right. That's what the first problem is. It's your understanding of what is meant by passing people.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has been stopped from providing transport.
No, there is a letter from the police, Mr. Mabaza. There is a letter
unless,
from
unless
the police.
Allow me to finish answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
You will not understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation in Highfield was that the police cited the fact that if you invite people from other constituencies and bus them to the rally, the MDC had been known to block the roads. Noisy convoys which would disturb.
No. Mr. Mabaza, a few days before, the MDC Alliance had its own road show that was not the one that is led by Mr. Monzora. The car rally that was not disrupted. ZANU-PF had a car rally in Blawai that was not disrupted by the police.
I don't know what you call a car rally. But let me tell you exactly, and so allow me to finish it. In the reasons why CCC was not allowed to bring people by buses to Highfield, it was because of the nature of the way they conduct when they bus people. They block the roads, and the police made it clear that couldn't be done because it blocks the roads.
Where exactly did they block the roads?
That's exactly what the police had said. Even
I am saying you are alleging that.
On that day,
where did they block the roads?
Day.
It's a party that was formed barely a few months ago, and you are saying they are already blocking. Which roads were they blocking?
No. It is still the same party, just a different name. It's the same wine in a new bottle. It doesn't change. The characteristics are the same. For your information, when CCC was formed, they just took the structures of MDC Alliance. The president remains the same. The vice president is the same. The executive member is the same. What changed was the name.
And therefore, why then the opposition, Mr. Mawaza, might want to ask you, why is Mnangagwa saying it's the new dispensation? Is it the same thing you are talking about? Nothing has changed?
It's different. Completely different. The new dispensation had a different president, a different vice president, different ministers,
but
different
they were all in the same
central committee members.
Okay, Mr. Mawaza, thank you. Stay on the line. We just want to bring someone quickly.
Yes, we've got a caller. I think he's a Shona speaking caller. Take him, Pleasant.
Tinemu Tereri, and Anya Zones was it, and Yan Magadi.
Ndirinani makasimba here.
Tirinani munoitwa mukomana uye muri kupi?
Ndinoitwa D Mandinyadza ndiri South Africa.
Okay, tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini ndarwadzwa nechiitiko chaitika uko kunonzi kugoko uko. Mawater cannon achispraya vanhu zvinhu zvinorwadza. Takatarisana nedambudziko ratiri kuwana tiri kunoku kunyika dzekunze kunoku. Kusangana nezvakaoma zvinorwadza chaizvo kuti tototarisira kuti nyika yedu ivo nyika yakanaka tigonozodzokawo tishande tiri pedyo nemhuri dzedu. So zvinhu zvandirwadza zvisereke.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndinotenda.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Let's have Mr. Ndlam, Ncube is last word. Ncube, go ahead, your last word, sir.
I would like to remind all of us that this is a coup government, and we are expecting too much from a self-installed government. Its behavior speaks to the way it has self-installed itself. I'm actually disaffected by Dr. Mavaza. He says the police were doing their own thing in Gokwe. On the other hand, he is defending them on other meetings that they are having. When ZANU is having a rally, everything goes. He talked about the four or five rallies for ZANU. The police will be enough on that day. But when now there is another political party, they are understaffed.
Yeah, but Mr. Mavaza is saying that the police force is independent. It does not take orders from ZANU-PF.
That's not true. You know, it is people like Dr. Mavaza who are actually discrediting the country using uncivil means electoral processes, where one political party is allowed to campaign. And it is the weakest political party. It has got to pass people, do everything when others are being deprived of that. That is very wrong. It's embarrassing. It's the worst in Africa, I think. ZANU-PF is the worst political party when it comes to respect of the constitution, human rights, etc. It's a sad scenario to hear somebody like Dr. Mavaza actually glorifying the failures of his political
party. Okay, Mr. Ncube, let's bring in Mr. Mavaza. He has the right to respond. Mr. Mavaza, briefly.
Thank you.
Dr. Mavaza.
The thing that how Mr. Ncube is that totally confused with what has happened. It is very clear ZANU-PF does not own the police. And therefore, what the police does is nothing to do with ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF, they said that they can manage to bus their supporters, to provide transport for their supporters. It is not our fault that we can manage. Anybody is allowed to. I was explaining to you the reason why these people were not allowed to bus people for a particular rally, not all the rallies, only that one in Haifa. It was because of the precedence they had set, the CCC. Furthermore, I clearly said to respond to one of the speakers from South Africa. I don't even know why he's embarrassed. The CCC has been told that the rally should be cancelled. They should have it next week. But they continued going ahead, having done today. That's why the police had to be called in and disperse the people. They were not just there to disturb a rally. They were dispersing an unlawful gathering.
And okay, the court ruled, Dr. Mavaza, the court ruled otherwise. They actually gave the MDC the go-ahead. So I really don't know where you are coming from. Thank you so much. We want to
Let me respond to that. We are running out of time,
Dr. Mavaza. We just want to quickly bring in others so that they can...
Yes. Ellen Tingani, your last word. Ellen Tingani, are you there? Your last word, please. I think she is...
Yes, go ahead.
Your last word?
But thank you very much. I'm going to call Zira and Westerem Zimbabwe. I'm going to call Zira. Zimbabwe should hold elections which are free and fair. Those words are used in the constitution. Saka, I think let's have sincerity as Zimbabweans. We are pretty free and fair. We have a free and fair for every citizen. And it could be a good one.
Thank you so much.
And unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And of course, we want to thank all our guests today, to mention a few: Efindlela Ncube, Dr. Mavaza, Ellen Tingani, Solomon Bobo Sigudu, of course, our valued, the major stakeholders, our listeners, thank you so much. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying thank you so much to Mhlanhla Moses Ncube as well. Good night.